Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for August 18th, 2018. And every year about this time, many of us go on vacation and tune out all the geopolitical turmoil that seems to heat up in the summer. Well, this year it's really hot with not only record-breaking wildfires in California, but also a flare-up of the info war on the internet with blatant censorship of many independent voices like myself that have been exposing corruption of the deep state cabal, which seems to be running amok this summer. I'll be discussing a little bit of that today. What we're talking about is a collective healing crisis, folks. I mean, there are some really good things now happening for global humanity, which I'll be going into. But first, there's some really bad things that must be exposed and purged from the deep state of institutionalized cabal corruption in core social, political, and economic institutions. So this is the healing crisis I'm talking about. And as a metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of the body politic, I thought I'd address this global healing crisis today with two articles I'll be discussing. First one is the InfoWar has gone hot, and that leads into, I like to do a love, kind of a love sandwich and talk about, you know, light and love, wrapping around issues of, you know, the, so to speak, healing crisis of the day, and lead into then more light and love with this global 5D transformation, this understanding of a dimensional shift and what's going on with the collective consciousness of global humanity at this time, sometimes called the event. And a big event is global transformation, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. You know, it's all connected with our instant everywhere interactive internet capabilities, and I mean, it's time and space have been eliminated in principle, and in practice, it's in process. It's in process of culturing a new common sense, a new unity conscience, a unity consciousness, sometimes referred to as a dimensional shift, or the big shift to 5D transformation. So, hold on to your hats. I'll be going into this. I'm beginning with this. The info war has gone hot. Now, I've provided links to these two articles in the show notes. As I'm giving this live, they're not posted up yet. As I get the link for this podcast, I'll put that up. So in the future, you'll be able to read the show notes and have the links to the info war has gone hot and this 5D transformation article, which I'll be discussing, and there's videos, some really good videos of the week that I've included that you can pause the podcast when it comes out. I'm giving this live now on the 18th. And with the podcast, you'll be able to, you know, pause and the radio podcast and watch the videos, read the links. There's links, articles. Lots of them to give a, you might say, a holistic or a holographic multi-perspective vision understanding of this issue, of this information war that's going on. I mean, it's like, it's a healing crisis, and we're talking about psychological healing. You know, the global consciousness, you know, the mind of, you know, global humanity and our, you know, the family of mankind and our global village, there's a purging and a going on. And, you know, light brings up all that's unlike itself. So there's a, you know, there's a major awakening with the internet. The internet, you know, is, like I say, instant everywhere interactive knowledge power is going mainstream. And it's creating, you might say, more light, you know, brings up, you know, all that's less than light. It's the judgment of all that's less than light. So this is Revelations. I call it Global Evolution Revolution Revelations, you know, regarding, you know, the family of mankind in a global village and the United Sovereigns of Earth. Us, as, you know, United Sovereigns, you know, we're getting our act together. And it's a process that is going on. It's a natural process. It's all in divine order. That's hard to see that sometimes. But there are great spirits that are overshadowing these events and guiding and directing. And here we are in the Footstool Kingdom, you know, acting out our stuff. Some are waking up with the whole spirit of, you know, evolutionary ascension, eternal salvation, self-elevation, and others are waking up to contempt, fear and anger, and you might say eternal contempt for the light because, you know, they're caught in the 3D, I call it kicking at the pricks, you know, as St. Francis referred to. You know, there's a lot of victim-dictum going on, and a lot of people are enthralled with their old records that they're continuing to run of all that's less than light, so to speak, coming up for transmutation, you know, from the unconscious, the subconscious, the collective subconscious, collective unconscious, the deep state, you might say, of the collective humanity, you know, that's below the surface, that's coming up, you know, for resolution. And you might say that we're in the an ascension spiral, the collective consciousness of humanity. And in the process, you know, on the way up is on the way out of all that's less than light. So this is a natural process. It's a healing crisis. It's really kind of heating up. And this is this first article I'm talking about the InfoWar has gone hot now. This refers largely to the InfoWar, you know, Alex Jones's InfoWar, which has been censored. And of course, that's been in the media a lot this last week, in particular, last couple of weeks. And there's been a lot of articles that have been addressing this issue, a core issue of the fake stream media, is basically calling a lot of expose-type websites like Alex Jones as fake media. And dangerous and terrorist and, you know, fear-mongering and et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, this is all part of an agenda for limiting free speech and limiting exposure. The greatest fear the power elite have always had is that the public will be waking up to how we've been manipulated and how we've been used and abused. And this is happening in spades right now. So there's an info war going on. It's a war for your mind, you know, the collective consciousness of humanity, and all that's less than unity consciousness, you know, all that's less than common sense is being, you know, exposed with all this divide and conquer stuff, all that's less than light, all the fear-mongering, all the, you know, crisis emphasis rather than solution emphasis, you know, problem emphasis rather than solution emphasis. There's, you know, clear exposés of a lot of on the problem state, but there's not an awful lot of reference to the solution state, which I'm referencing with this article today, and the follow-up article on which is more focused on the solution in terms of this 5D transformation of the collective consciousness of humanity, a dimensional shift, which is in process. And a lot of people are there already. And I'm kind of speaking to the choir. Most people that tune into my show are already there and interested in what I have to say in that regard because they're more interested in the solution that makes the problem obsolete, and that's the intention, you know. But for a lot of people, you know, you have to kind of go into the problem a little bit. You know, if a lot of people believe there's no problem, why fix it, you know. And a lot of people are in kind of denial of the problem, and it's kind of a healthy response, you know, not going there as far as not getting enthralled or brain entrained with all the fear-mongering, you know, in the mainstream media about the demonizing that's going on of truth tellers. And I'm going to be going into that just briefly. What is this issue of the InfoWar? And I've got several videos that I'm going to be referencing, and some of these videos are really excellent. I put some of the better ones at the top of the article. The article is at heartcom.org. It's on the, regarding the InfoWar. You can go to heartcom.org, and one of the first links on that webpage at heartcom.org is the HeartCom Network. And the HeartCom Network is the archive of blogs, since the first of the year. And the most recent one is at the top. And the most recent ones is this InfoWar has gone hot. So you can pull that up in the browser even while I'm speaking live and go through this series compendium of articles and videos. And, like I say, on your own, after I go through this live, well, of course, when you're listening to the podcast, you can always just pause the podcast. But in the meantime, I'm going to go through this from the top regarding this InfoWar that's going on. And one of the first videos is a really excellent video by Ben Swan. And it's a short video. It's only a few minutes long. He's called Reality Check, The Clampdown, Facebook Purge of Dissenting Voices. Of course, it's not just Facebook. It's Google, and it's a whole slew of others, which I'll be going into. But there is a purge. There is a censorship of dissenting of dissent. If you're not part of the deep state and you're speaking against it, well, then you're, as far as the fake stream media, cabal media goes, then you're the fake news. So this is what the InfoWar is really kind of focusing on. And if you think about it, it's ironic that deep state media, the fake stream media, has censored Alex Jones's InfoWars, proving his point that there is one. If you think about that, that's the irony of this. It's like the deep state, the fake stream media is really coming down on purging, blacklisting, shadow masking, disappearing dissenting voices off the internet like they don't exist. And this is a serious issue, and I call it a healing crisis in the collective consciousness, that these issues must come to the surface like any healing crisis in the body politic. Symptoms come up for us to address. We're talking about symptoms of dis-ease. And the dis-ease is an InfoWar. It's like the mind of, the mind of global humanity. There's all this dissent, and then there's these forces, you might say established forces, that don't want any dissent. You want to maintain the status quo, same old. And really don't want change from the status quo groupthink of what's real and what's not real. So it's really, this is an issue of reality therapy. And I have a quote here that kind of keys into the theme that I like to think of, getting past the problem, getting to the solution. Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma means great soul, Gandhi said, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win." So this is kind of where we're at. We got symptoms of dis-ease coming up for transmutation in the collective consciousness, with a lot of contention, a lot of polarization, a lot of divide-to-conquer stuff going on. And it's a classic situation that you see in true community building. When a community, whether any social network community, education community, healthcare community, economic community of people that are in a community, if there's division and then there's a process of coming into unity, a new common sense in that community, the father of Scott Peck, who's like wrote the book The World Waiting to Be Reborn, you know, the which is like the Bible of community building. He says that the last stage before coming into real community is typically dissension. It's polarization, chaos. So it's like chaos comes before order, and there's a chaos in the global community now. And there's a community building process of coming into unity, common sense, social conscience, you might say, unity consciousness. And there's opposition to it. There's contention. There's polarization. There's fear-mongering. And, of course, the key to real unity in diversity is cosmic love. You know, unity consciousness, the law of one, cosmic love, you know, the principle of, you know, the founding fathers on the Great Seal of the United States, you know, the motto of the United States, e pluribus unum, out of many one, unity and diversity. We're coming into unity as a global village. And this is the last stage before real community. Real unity and diversity is typically, classically, chaos. And that's what we're seeing in the world now. So it's all in natural order. Keep in mind that, you know, there's a lot of people acting out with all kinds of, you know, all kinds of energies to divide and conquer. And there's other people that are, you know, trying to keep everyone philosophically correct, you know, like the all-seeing eye of the hurricane. You know, at the center of the hurricane, there's harmonious calm, while all around it, there's chaos. There's the swirl of the storm. And the storm, you know, the storm that we're in right now, it's like the collective dis-ease, the disease in our social conscience. You've got this info war going on, you know, this information war. And so that was the subject I wanted to kind of keynote into at the beginning of the presentation today. And again, the links that I provided, the first video, you know, gives a pretty good overview. And there's another article following that by Chuck Baldwin. And Chuck Baldwin is a really, for those who follow Chuck Baldwin's writings over the years, the guy is just really centered and connected, you might say, from a Christian point of view, but beyond, you know, the churchianity, Christianity that we're seeing in the pulpit today. He exposes that all the time, that the preachers in the pulpit today, unlike the American Revolution, they're not really addressing these issues. They're more concerned with keeping the coffers filled and saying the things that are pleasing to people's ears. You know, most church ministers. Chuck Baldwin, he just basically comes right out and says that, you know, we've got to have that fiery spirit of your righteousness. You know, Christic, universal, you know, Buddhic, however you want to say it. He refers to the Christic, you know, principles that founded America. And really, in a mystical sense, is the key to the understanding of America, an anagram for the key for the word I am race globally. America, if you scramble the letters, it's the key, the anagram for that is, in a mystical, metaphysical understanding, is the I am race worldwide. So the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real in God, love, source, unity, consciousness, is America, the I am race worldwide. So again, this is the vision of where we're going. It's the mystical understanding of the founding fathers and why they coined the term e pluribus unum, you know, Latin for out of many one, unity, diversity, in diversity principle. And of course, this is what's going on in a global village today with the United Sovereigns of Earth. So Chuck Baldwin says, and this is an excerpt from his article, that Silicon Valley, complete with its poster establishments, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, etc., have proven themselves to be nothing but Nazi-esque censors hell-bent on destroying public dissent. That's a pretty strong statement. He goes into it in the article. And basically, he's emphasizing the point that the reason these platforms, these internet platforms, were created was to provide an open system of free, open, you know, interactive communications, not to ban or censor the deplorables, as Hillary called them, you know, the deplorables. So this point is reinforced by another article that was in Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge is a really good source of information as a general rule. On August 12th, this last week, and to quote from that article, InfoWars, this is Alex Jones InfoWars, was recently banned by YouTube, Facebook, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, MailChimp, Discus, LinkedIn, Flickr, Pinterest, and several others, leading many to wonder exactly how and why this seemingly coordinated mass takedown took place between platforms. Interesting question. Interesting article. So, those who follow Ron Paul, his take on all this, and this is an article, Truth is Treason in the Empire of Lies. Ron Paul, you know, as he rightly noted, in an empire of lies, the truth is treason. So what that's saying is that in the deep state cabal of fake stream media, you know, the corporate mainstream programming media, that in the empire of lies, that the truth is treason. In other words, it's basically, this is an issue of the truth is being outed, I mean, all across the board. And and I'm going to be going into some videos here that goes into this more that you can read. One, you can skip right to it, and I've set it here in the top of this article, to skip to the bottom for inspiration of the week. In other words, if you want to skip all this InfoWar type stuff, and there's a bunch of articles I'm going to just quickly reference, but you can skip to the bottom of this article that I've got linked on this InfoWar issue. If you just want to get into the light and love stuff, the inspiration of the week, some really good articles and videos and that you can go into. I'm going to reference that up front because, like I say, I'm trying to do here a little bit of a love sandwich, you know, light and love on the front end, the back end. And in the middle, there's this issue of, yes, Houston, there is a problem. You know, we've got a global issue here. And there's a really good article by John Rappaport. Actually, he did three articles, and I provide links to part one and part three, and I'm providing part two here from John Rappaport, who I've had on Cosmic Love previously, and he's extraordinarily excellent at speaking truth to power. And what he's saying is that many strange things can be implemented on the basis of protecting the herd. So in the name of protecting the herd, you know, the collective consciousness of Americans, you have the deep state media making themselves the moral high ground and saying that people like Alex Jones and all other people that are exposing all this conspiracy stuff should be censored to protect the herd, you know, basically the herd consciousness or the unwashed masses, so to speak, that the power elite believe can be programmed in the name to believe whatever. And they're making themselves out to be, they're the high ground, and, you know, the deep state's making themselves out to be the high ground and going after dissenting voices, like that's a good thing. So it's a good article there. And one of the best exposés explains the method to the madness behind all this, the method behind the censorship madness, is a video by the Corbett Report, and that was August 10th. And there's show notes on that go into this understanding of what's going on with this InfoWar and the old problem-reaction-solution. Of course, the solution that the censors want is a completely monopolized and controlled media, as far as Facebook, Google, YouTube, and these other platforms. They want a censorship control. So that's a good video to watch. It's very in-depth and potent, cogent, you know, information on this method to the madness of what's going on with this this internet censorship. So this is called the Internet Censorship Edition. This video, the Corbett Report, it's good to watch. And this whole process of how they're creating the problem, blowing it up, and the reaction, they're taking the collective consciousness, and of course they're using that, the feedback, the response as far as outrage over people like Alex Jones are trying to create public outrage so that their solution will be a monopolized system of mainstream media, including the internet. And so control of the internet is their agenda, and have it censored. Abbott, you know, an Orwellian information service that's all, you know, deep state censored. So that's a concern. I mean, you know, this is an issue. And there's an article, then actually two videos that follow this Corbett report called, and it's referring to days 2 and 3 of the InfoWars purge. Two videos that go into this in more detail. And the emphasis here is that, you know, how is it that these major platforms, internet platforms, have all banned Alex Jones in a 24-hour period? Is it an odd coincidence, or is it a deep state collusion to eliminate an open internet, an open, what I refer to as a high state of collective social conscience, common sense, unity conscience, the high state? And I've provided some links that these videos included some links of alternative media platforms that aren't being censored. Some of you will find that interesting. The next video, Killing the Mockingbird, referring to deep state Mockingbird, referring to deep state media, you know, Operation Mockingbird was a CIA program going back, you know, decades, that has been influencing, buying off with CIA-embedded journalists in ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, mainstream media, print media, as well as and radio, as well as TV media. And Operation Mockingbird, if you're not familiar with it, I provided some links on the Mockingbird media. And and again, you can skip to the bottom of this this article I've got on InfoWars to get more information on alternatives to the CIA-directed Mockingbird media. And the whole point of this video, and this is about Q, Killing the Mockingbird, and this Q phenomenon that's going on. And so this is a Q video. And some of you are familiar with Q, some of you aren't. This is kind of a good orientation, introduction, synopsis, saying that the people of the world are sick and tired of being set against each other by powerful criminals who want us divided so they can continue to rape, steal, and exploit us. Currently, the gravest threat to the world is the corrupt mainstream media, who has been taken over by a powerful cabal. And they have been lying to us for decades, twisted our minds, and led us down a path of darkness. The evidence is all around you. The only way we can defeat this evil is by removing their power and turning them off. And I added, switching to open, secure platforms, making them, the corrupt media, obsolete. In other words, there are alternatives. They're not being available. And that's what I just referenced in this previous posters, and I've linked the alternative media sites that you that are where you can get more of the truth if you're interested. A lot of stuff is slipping through, you know, on the internet and coming out. People like myself are, you know, giving synopsis and overviews of the situation, so you can get a like a holistic, holographic, multi-dimensional perspective from a lot of different angles of what's going on, and judge for yourself. So there's several other articles here. There's one by Justin Raimondo from Antiwar.com, and he's got an article on, you know, how a free market would defeat the would-be censors, and a free market in terms of alternative media that are, you know, more truth-telling. And that article is called Challenging the Lords of the Internet. And for those who like Rolling Stone magazine and Matt Taibbi, I guess is how you pronounce it, he's a really popular author, probably the most popular author in Rolling Stone magazine. He has an article called beware the slippery slope of Facebook censorship. And it's like slouching towards Gomorrah, the slippery slope of censorship. So that's for Rolling Stone Magazine. It was August the 2nd. Another article that was August the 8th from CollectiveEvolution.com is called The Deeper Truth Behind Why InfoWars Was Banned by Social Media Giants. And that's another perspective on it. And they're saying that YouTube, Facebook, Pinterest, Spotify, and Apple have all banned InfoWars and Alex Jones, and these bans came within hours to days from one another, all citing an end to hate speech on their platforms. So they're demonizing Alex Jones and people that, you know, are, so to speak, outrageous for exposing conspiracies, and calling it hate speech and branding them as evil and to justify them being censored from the Internet. And Technocracy News provides another article about, you know, how Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter all work with the left-wing SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, deciding what is fake news to censor it. Some of you may be familiar that I think these different platforms, Facebook, Amazon, I think specifically Google, has hired 10,000 agents to begin censoring fake news. Can you imagine hiring 10,000 people to begin censoring what they call fake news, which is to say conservative independent news that doesn't fit the deep state, you know, mind control agenda? This is serious stuff. So, you know, that's an article that might be an eye-opener. And what they're saying is that big technology, these big tech companies, which are steeped in technocracy, and they're finding a working relationship with the ultra-left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, based on the principle, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Which is to say, big tech's core value system is tied to political Zionism, and I provide a link on that that goes into that to understand how the SPLC is aligned with political Zionism. And so we're really talking about a supremacist religion that views itself as the sole custodian of truth. Thus, all other values and opinions must be eradicated. That's a heavy subject. Some people are more familiar with political Zionism and how it's behind much of the mainstream media censorship as it is, and some people aren't. And you can take it for what it's worth. You know, read it and see what you think. And specifically, you can read the link on the article on political Zionism to get more of the background of what's going on with this supremacist BS belief system, call it religion or whatever. It's more a political philosophy than a religion, but it'll help to understand that by reading about it. So another article, A Century of Mainstream Media Lies. As technology has advanced, so has weapons of mass deception. You can read that article, A Whole Century, The History of Mainstream Media Lies and Disinformation. If people don't believe we've been lied to, they have a problem with the idea that the mainstream media could be lying to us, you know, that's a good article to read. Another follow-up article from the Corbett Report. Actually, that goes back to March 2nd, 2018. It gets into the same subject of A Century of Mainstream Media Lies. It talks about the weaponization of social media, how that's happened, what that looks like. That's a very intense, amazing expose, the weaponization of social media, how they're weaponizing it, how they're controlling it, censoring it, and weaponizing it as far as, they go into how they're doing that. And the Activist Post back in August 6th has another related article called Will Unapproved Opinions Be Censored Off the Internet? That's kind of a rehashing what these other articles discuss, but in a different way to give more perspective on how freedom, informed choice, well-informed choice is being censored. And I've gone into that since the first of the year, since this is no surprise. But at the same time, it's kind of reaching a climax, folks. And, Mike, the conclusion here, and this is some of the conclusion of some of the authors writing about this subject, is that the attack on Alex Jones is orchestrated collusion. It's a criminal act by a desperate deep state. Time is short and fear, wrath, etc. is great. So it's urgent that you network this post, this InfoWars post, far and wide to preempt and prevent a huge false flag event. So this red alert that this is all prelude to some kind of a false flag event, and that this censorship purge that's going on signals imminent false flag violence before midterm elections. And the question is, this is a Zero Hedge article back on August 11th, about a week ago. And they're saying that this could be bigger than 9/11. It's like some warning. And this is being echoed by some of the other independent websites saying this extraordinary fear-mongering that's going on, this issue is really prelude to some kind of a false flag event before the midterm elections. So InfoWars has been warning that this was coming for more than a decade, some kind of an event that would precede, some kind of a false flag regarding, InfoWars, for the, this war for your mind, for basically to take control of all the media, internet media as well as mainstream media. So anyway, now we have the CIA deep state is proving Alex Jones's point that they're, this InfoWar, is in our face. It's rather ominous, and the best way to prevent some kind of a false flag is to expose this agenda for what it is. And that's why I've done this this compilation of articles, for you to get a perspective on it yourself, and ideally forward it to your friends who may be interested in what's really going on. If they're not on vacation, or if they are on vacation, have some time to look at some critical issues of the times. I mean, this is a key issue in the collective conscience of global humanity right now. It's like this is a hot issue. So I have an infographic there that says, at this point of this blog, it says, "Let's dream the media we deserve." What would the new global media, internet media, what kind of alternative media platforms for 2018 can we look forward to? Well, I've been writing about that, global telecare. I've been writing about this since the first of the year. And it's an issue right now that we can tune into. What will the new media look like? And what can you do right now? If the mainstream media is being manipulated and censored, the idea with this article, at this point, the presentation, alt media platforms for 2018, it says that stop feeding the beast. Go elsewhere. Make Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube obsolete by going to alternative media platforms. And as more of us use alternative media platforms, the more others will, and truth will thrive, and the dark deep state dimitude will die. I mean, it's like basically shift your attention from problem to solution. I mean, what you think about, you bring about, and energy flows where attention goes, so refocus your attention on websites that provide more of the solution, and so that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And the spirit of this is, and this is back to the love solution, is keep the faith, freedom with love, winning from the beginning with via universal law, and see the good and make it so. What that looks like with global cyber ethics, telecom cyber ethics, and global telecare, and links that I've been providing that goes more into that. So the bottom line inspiration I was referring to in this article, and this is part of the love sandwich, the wrapping this with light and love on the front end and the back end, there's a really good article, video actually, from Corbett Report for August 13, 2018, from August 13th. And it's regarding the good news. The good news. And he goes into some of the good news. And he gives a good overview of the understanding of, you know, we got bad news, but there's good news, and you can't be focusing on the bad news all the time. You got to refresh, you might say, your patriotism with first principles and some good news, you know, which is, of course, the whole meaning of gospel, whatever, is good news. The original meaning of gospel, the word gospel, is good news. So here's some of the gospel truths as far as good news, and I followed that video with a really amazing video, just came out August 10th. David Wilcock was on Coast to Coast, and it's called Breaking News, Atlantis Discovered the Cabal is Being Defeated and We Win. The Cabal is Being Defeated and We Win. And it goes into this thing of Atlantis in the South Pole, what's going on in Antarctica, and Atlantis. Atlantis was discovered, some background story on that, and you know, and some of you are familiar with that, but this goes in. It's a very good overview from David Wilcock. For those who are following David, who's really kind of like, again, one of those extraordinary voices speaking truth to power. And this is a pretty amazing video. You can watch that. And some interesting stuff there. It's rather long. A lot of information, but it's very inspirational for those who basically want to claim the victory. There's a disintegration of the cabal and integration along more enlightened light lines that frame a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global civilization, and that spirit is within that video. And it's another interesting article that references the good news, you might say, is that this is from Zero Hedge again, August 12th. It says that InfoWars website traffic explodes after Silicon Valley blacklists Alex Jones. In other words, all the attention to Alex Jones demonizing and people saying, well, what's the story here? And they've been tuning into and subscribing to Alex Jones' website, which has done just the opposite of the intention of the cabal, the fake stream media. They attack him, and people all want to, you know, wake up to what Alex Jones is saying that's so bad, and they've been subscribing to him. So that's kind of an irony, you know, that's, and this is unintended consequences, you might say, of the demonizing of Alex Jones and the censorship of free speech, is that you have more of the truth getting out because of it. This other article is an audio you can listen to that I'm going to go into now. This is actually, and there's a graphic of Saint Germain, you know, Hierarch of the Aquarian Age. And the article is called Genesis of the Aquarian Age, and there's a recent lecture and dictation from Saint Germain at Mount Shasta. And it's regarding the Ascended Master Saint Germain, who steps through the veil in this lecture to provide advanced teachings on the accelerated upgrade, you know, the alchemy of love made practical, freedom and love, for our conscious evolution at this amazing time of Earth's history. It's 53 minutes. It's an audio. And there's amazing stuff there. And one of it was the Saint Germain stepping through the veil and leading a meditation where they invoked the rains to come for the fires. And as we know, across Montana now, the rains are coming across and quenching a lot of the fires, the wildfires in the West. So I think you'll find that message from Saint Germain interesting if you're interested in the Ascended Master teachings, and specifically Saint Germain, Hierarch of the Aquarian Age. So that's down to the bottom of this article, at infowars.htm, at heartcom.org. And the bonus report, for those who've read this far, and this is the next article I'm going into, is Transformation by Way of 5D Love, the Fifth Dimension, this understanding of cosmic love, universal love, and the law of the 1, 2 and 1, 3 and 1, 4 and 1, 5 and 1, the five-dimensional understanding of what that looks like, how that works, to keep the faith and hold the vision of a global media system we deserve, and to see the good and embrace the virtue of a system of global holistic healing and to make it so. You know, the universal rules, universal law of love, whereby cosmic love rules. So I'm going to go to that now, 5D transformation. And I'm going to be doing finishing up with this, basically, to the high state of this understanding of global 5D transformation, universal love law, and the blueprint of GOD, geometric ordered divinity, cosmic love, geometrically ordered divinity, universal law language, what that looks like, how that works. So this is kind of I kind of wax poetic with this. What I'm saying is that divine direction, as approximates perfection, is the master's key to self-correction, as will focus attention with pure intention and with love retention for conscious ascension and a universal dimension of full comprehension. As revelations manifest with search capacity, informed choice will shape global net reality, and no matter what happens, may it truly be said that freedom and love is how to move ahead. The door to enlightenment for a golden age is language of the angels, heart of the sage. The law of the angles frames a new page to write on, to journal conscious ascension in co-creation realms of the fifth dimension. So that's kind of a prosaic, metaphoric orientation to this understanding of the love model, the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, the four in one, the linear L, which is got within the graphic here, is like the Celtic cross, the cross with the circle being the law of the one, the cross being the two in one. And of course, that's the L, which is like corresponds to the linear left brain logic, you know, within all of us, the biological model. Whereas the nonlinear right brain spherical intuition is the O, the circle, the spherical consciousness. So you've got the L, you've got, which is linear left brain, again, the two in one. You've got the law of the one. You've got the V, which is like the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, the left-right synergy of the Trinity for co-creation, which is the synthesis of L and O, left brain and right brain, corpus callosum doing the brain switching either from the lower brain or the third eye chakra doing the brain switching from the higher brain. That's the V, the L-O-V. The E is like the whole brain integration, and the E in the love model is looking down on the pyramid. It's like a square with a cross through the middle. And of course, the capstone is represented by a circle in the middle with a cross through it, cross-referencing the four triangles and with the spherical consciousness in the center of the capstone, the creative ascent process. So this understanding of the language of love, cosmic love, universal law language love, geometric order, divinity, love, is the heart of the law of being. And being is like an acronym for be in God. God as, again, geometric order, divinity. So our freedom to be is our sovereign authority, harnessing the power of love for inner reality, transforming outer illusions causing inequity, and replacing divisions with unity and diversity. This singular connection to coherent direction centers love within, and when we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we come into unity or we're insensate. So enter the door where conscience is freed for upward mobile souls who have all agreed to advance up the stairs with common creed. Love empowers wisdom to serve all need. And again, I'm going to go through kind of an orientation here in the graphics. that represent the LOVE, the circle, triangle, square, law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. And I have some infographics that emphasize the different points here. And you can go through that on your own. Basically, the L, as far as left brain linear, highly personalized left brain self-image, you know, the ego identity matrix, is more oriented to linear logic, you know, universal law and language of light, light of consciousness, light as consciousness, the logos, the logic of the language of the law of light. Again, that's a lot of L's there, but again, this is framing this understanding of light language as universal law, the language of consciousness, the language of light. And there's links there that goes into that more. And I have a quote at this point with Carl Jung that says, "The first half of life is devoted to forming a healthy ego. The second half is going inward and letting go of it." Now think about that. It's like the first half of the life, the healthy ego, is like the L, the linear left brain, you know, getting a structural frame of reference for 3D reality. And the rest of life is letting go of it. I mean, as far as going from the linear to the nonlinear, the spherical, spiritual, unity consciousness, the common sense, you know, social conscience. Service to others rather than service to self. Letting go of service to self and focusing on service to others, the latter part of life. Great quote by Jung that kind of sums that up. So the latter part of life is like, service to others is like the law of one, you know, unity consciousness. For our highly social conscious, you might say right brain self-esteem. Self-esteem is like a feeling about yourself or ourselves as with at atonement, as at one-ment for by way of nonlinear intuition, you know, spherical conscience, as a unity in our diversity for a common sense of service to others. So we're, you know, moving from the left to the right, from the left brain to the right brain, from linear consciousness to spherical consciousness. This is the process, and this is the way, as Mahatma Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. So the V is like the balance of the L and the O, the, you know, optimal co-creation by way of holistic synergy in the trinity of power, wisdom, and love. The L, O, and V is like the threefold frequency of power, wisdom, and love. And by way of, for one and for all, KOF, keepers of the frequency. And I'm using this understanding of KOF as keepers of the frequency as an informal organization that keeps the frequency for checks and balances of private rights in the public sphere, the linear and the nonlinear, you know, the co-creation synergy, the V, the synergy in the Trinity. And as Nikola Tesla said, you know, regarding keepers of the frequency, he says, if you wish to find the secrets of the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So frequency, it's all energy. Energy, frequency, and vibration. So this is quantum law, quantum science. We're coming into the quantum age of Aquarius. The Aquarian age will be known as the quantum age. So this brings us to the four-in-one plan. The plan, the E in the love model, you know, looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, is the 3D cross-referencing of the threefold flame, the LOV, in all four quadrants of the four-sided pyramid. Now, this is the cosmic plan that's also a universal symbol as model and metaphor for what Christian mysticism refers to as the city four square, you know, the four square gospel, the plan geometry as depicted in Hopi and Tibetan sand paintings, as a mandalic visualization of the timeless archetypes that the father of modern psychology, Carl Jung, conceived as four universal frames of reference constituting the nature of holographic conscience, as integrates the four archetypes of consciousness and the four ways of perceiving time. Now, that's linked with an article on four ways of perceiving time that was written by the protégés of Jung, which is a brilliant article, amazing perspective on the archetypal ways of perceiving time that most people aren't familiar with. But this is four ways of perceiving time in the 3D cosmic cube, which references a 4D centered connected synergy and a synchronicity as the capstone, geometrizing 5D vision. And so this is the fifth principle, the capstone, the 5-in-1 vision. So you got the law of the 1, 2-in-1, 3-in-1 trinity, 4-in-1, and the 5-in-1 capstone, the creative ascent process. So ready or not, there are options now revealing, choices to be made that are quite appealing, mysteries are unveiled, no longer concealing, soul soaring with new opportunity congealing. As heart wisdom matures, elitism will crumble thanks to pure intent of the meek and humble. So take heart and realize how outer authority is increasingly accountable to spiritual reality. It's now rather clear to those living beyond fear, cherish love's vibe in how you see and hear. If choice is a challenge, we lose if we snooze. It's time to honor what the free at heart choose. We can upgrade the chains we all want to see by culturing conscience with sincere humility, co-creating in unison as pure hearts take flight above as within us and from left brain to right. Moving from left brain to right, from linear lockstep left brain letter of the law to nonlinear spherical spiritual right brain intuitive spirit of the law. So this is referencing the all-connected hemispheres of the personal and planetary holodeck. I have a link on the word holodeck, which gets into this understanding of the universal archetypes within the brain hemispheres, left and right hemispheres, as it relates to universal principles in the global hemispheres of the Earth, and how it relates to collective consciousness as well as personalized consciousness within each of us. So I'm going to do a wrap here without going to more of the prose, the poetry. I'd like to do more of a reading. But basically, to sum it up, there are rules whereby creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention within and withal via true love retention, wising up to rise up for conscious ascension in a unity state, co-creation's dimension. So there's some more quotes and some videos here. There's a music video that I love from Leonard Cohen, The Anthem, that you can read. And for those advanced initiates, there's a bonus video that you can also read from the link to its website on 5D transformation regarding the understanding the order of the universe to unveil the secrets of nature and harness the power of the universe. So keep the faith, the power of love, cosmic love, see the good, the rules of cosmic love, and make it so, whereby cosmic love rules. So pay it forward, network freely, and for those who are new, you can subscribe to the KOF list and GeoNotes News at the link I provide. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails till we meet again. Catch you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Cherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.